I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing people who get in my way.
Yes, it's time for our producer. His name is John Wetters. Good morning, Johnny.
How are you guys this morning?
Doing good. It's nice to have Sherry on the program every once in a while. Hey, she just balances everything out so nicely.
Great lady. Lots of fun.
Well, for sure. So I told the folks this morning that you are going to finally take a little bit of retirement time. And good on you, by the way. I wish you nothing but the best, for sure.
Well, the same here, Angelo. I mean, a great crew down at OGDJ Radio. I work with you and Steven and Sarah the most, and I want to give a shout-out to them. They've been absolutely fantastic. You guys have been great. And so look out, Brook Trout in Algonquin Park.
No kidding. I was going to say, something's going to give, and that's those damn brookies.
Yeah. I just want to put a little public service message here. Please. This morning, too. We've got health officials out there that are doing their job, and they're trying to tell people, no, there are no exceptions to some of the rules that have come out. They're getting yelled at by people who are impatient. Like, stuff that, eh? Like, bugger off. Leave them alone. You know, they've got a job to do, and we do, too. So let's cooperate.
Have you got some first-hand information? Did that come
I have. And, you know, things like snowbirds coming back and saying, can we go to Walmart? You know, you're supposed to be in self-isolation. Give your head a shake. Get your neighbor to pick up what you need at Walmart. Walmart will be okay if you don't go there.
They may survive, you think, huh?
Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
I was the connection to Brook Trout, by the way, is that today's program, the Fish and Canna Show, which I did not get to this morning, is all about brook trout. So it's timing is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned this morning about how we first connected. Actually, our first connection was you and I were at Coleman. And you were speaking to Ontario Parks Bursary Award winners, and I was there on behalf of superintendents and the people who work in parks. So that was our first contact.
Wow.
And then following that, Angelo, you said to me, well, you could come on the radio. And I said, well, you actually have to get approval through the KGB of Communications and M&R. I can't do that. I mean, I have to ask to go on. And you said, they'll never know. Let's go. Let's do it. So... Do you remember we did 150 radio interviews with no approvals? 150, and they kept sending out ministry-wide communications that you are not allowed to talk to any major media out of the major centers without approvals first. And I thought, well, if I had to do that, I mean, that would be my life, nothing other than that. So I said, to hell with it, and we just kept doing it.
Did anybody ever get back to you on that, John? Did anybody ever call you up directly?
What actually happened was I started getting notes from all my friends in M&R. Would you just lay off with the interviews on the Outdoor Journal? Because we keep getting these sickening messages. It was actually pretty comical. And you know something? The sky didn't fall.
No.
Because I didn't get the approvals. The sky did not fall. And the culture that's been created within government, because you stifle people who have great work, great experiences, they're working on your diamond mine, and they're trying to do their best out there for the outdoors, and they don't want to go on the air. And the reason is there's so many restrictions. You have to have your material sanitized before you can speak on the air. And so essentially they say, why do I want to go through that and then be criticized for some perceived misspeak? And that's one of the reasons why over the years we've had fewer and fewer people from government. And it's persistent in Ontario, not as bad elsewhere.
Yeah, it seems to be an Ontario M&R thing for sure, and we've been fighting it for years. I mean, this current minister, I'm talking about John Jakubowski, he's all about media and the importance of delivering messages and stuff, but the bureaucracy below him is still so thick, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's the only way I can describe it. But we're doing the best we can, man.
Exactly. Now, Brook Trout... I had a request from a fellow by the name of Dave. It came through ODD Radio, and he said, I'd like to know more about Brook Trout and Algonquin Park. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's what I know, and I don't pretend to be any kind of an expert on this. It comes from experience in the science of Brook Trout and Algonquin, of which there has been a tremendous amount of data collected over the years. So what I'm going to give you is a kind of a quick synopsis. And if you go into the Brook Trout Haven of southern and central Ontario, which is the highlands of Algonquin Park, almost every small stream in the park has brook trout. Almost every one. And these little critters will swim right up a rope. I mean, you would find them in the most unlikely of locations. And the stream-raised brook trout are ranging in size from 6 to 13 inches, and they're very much similar to those in southern Ontario. They'll mature at about, say, age 2 or 3. They live to age 5 or 6. And they're feeding on all the little bugs and insects and so on and so forth. So those are the little guys. And then there are these granite basins in Algonquin Park, these little lakes, and they support a resident population of brook trout. And it's a genetically unique strain. It's nothing like what you would get out of the Nipigon River or Lake Superior. It's a different fish.
Wow. Different in what sense, John?
Well, typically they're smaller.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about a really representative sample of brook trout in Algonquin Park lakes, there's 230 lakes that in the park that are known to have brook trout, and the average size will be maybe around 2 pounds, and a larger fish is about 3.5 pounds. So when you think of that, and then a 5-pound whopper that you get out of Algonquin, and they're in there, but they are very few in number. So it's a small percentage of the fishery, but if you think of that in the context of a Nipigon River brook trout, well, we know people that are fishing regularly on Nipigon River getting 6, 7, and 8 pound brook trout. And those fish are living longer, a couple of years longer, and they're moving out into Lake Superior, and they are hammering smelt, alewife, and other mineral foods, which are in, we'll call it smaller supply in those Algonquin Park lakes. Like that delicate balance of small lakes is very different.
All I can tell you, you know, years and years of spending time in the park chasing brook trout, it is a magical, special species of fish for sure. And no place better than Algonquin Park to go down and chase those little critters down. It's a great experience. I highly recommend it to anybody who has never tried it, and even for people who are seasoned trout fishermen. If you've not spent time in Algonquin Park chasing down speckies, man, you have not angled in this world for sure.
So, by the way, two quick tips. The first one is I like to use a spinner, a small one, with willow leaf, silver, about 2.5 inches long. Tip it with a worm. My buddy likes a Vibrax, so that's a Blue Fox Vibrax, Fire Tiger, 1/4 ounce, and he tips it with a worm. And the top lakes, if you want to catch more and bigger, Dixon, Lavier, Big Trout, Hogan, Burnt Root, Harry, Rance, and Welcome, and they're all hard to get to. So if you're going to go in there, you take a young person that's just a pack mule. You put the canoe, the pack on their back. You carry the rods and have at her.
There you go. Oh, that is advice well spoken. By the way, the deluge of emails is starting. We expected it. The first one says, I'm really going to miss Winters calling in and yelling at the clouds. That's Trevor sent that in. By the way, for those of you thinking that he will never be heard from again, think again. He is just not going to be producing this show and taking all the time and effort that it takes to compile all the great guests, the lineup, and everything else each week. But he will still be on the program. We're going to continually be forcing John to speak to us on a semi-regular basis. How's that? If he
My phone will be on mute.
Johnny, all the best to you, my friend. We will talk soon, I'm sure, but enjoy the retirement.
Okay. Best luck to you guys, and I'm going to put in a ballot for that boat and motor. I'm now eligible.
That's right. <true. laughs> Thanks, Johnny.
Talk to you again.
John Winters, retired park superintendent at Algonquin Park and now retired from ODJ Radio Productions.
Yes.
Double retirement. Not very many of us can say that. More journal after this, so you dare go away.